What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show today. It is Monday, March 30th, 2020, almost to the end of the month here, getting into April, getting into spring, and we've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions here. So let's get right on into it. First of all, for all of the readers of whatreallyhappened.com, we seem to finally be getting on top of some of these issues that had been plaguing us ever since the move to a virtual private server. We used to have a dedicated server, a little physical box. It was all ours to play with. I had root access. I had a compiler. I could basically trick it out the way I want. And SiteGround just all of a sudden one day said, we've decided we're not doing dedicated servers anymore. We're moving you to a VPS. And it's been nothing but headaches ever since. But we seem to finally be getting it back in line and got a few more things we got to do to it. But overall, as of today, it's performing a lot better than it has been. So thanks for your patience for all you readers to whatreallyhappened.com. All right, getting on into it. And I hate to say I told you so. No, that's not true. I really enjoy it when I get to do this here. Back, remember when Trump said he was going to get the economy going by Easter? And I said, I don't think so. Well, Trump has backed off of that now. He's saying the economy may not get going until June the 1st, and that Easter was more of an aspiration than a real official declaration, although it certainly sounded official and it sounded like a declaration when he said it. So we're looking at least at June 1st here. And I have my doubts about that one as well. And even if they say coronavirus is gone, everybody goes back to work, recovering from the economic damage we have suffered is going to take a very, very long time. Now, Dr. Fauci is telling CNN that he expects between 100,000 and 200,000 coronavirus deaths in the U.S. based on what we're seeing. Well, we're not sure what he's seeing or how he's seeing it, because MIT has come out saying that Dr. Fauci is relying on a 1950s outdated one-size-fits-all non-personalized approach to medicine and public health. And worst, it's derived from a fake science understanding of the immune system. So they're saying his numbers may not be reliable. And again, that's been the problem all along, a lack of reliable, certain information from which we can all form our conclusions. And the stuff is all over the place still. We have those who are saying it's no big deal, it's no worse than the flu. Then we have the others who are saying it's going to be a slate wiper. And somewhere in between is the reality. Now, the good news is the FDA has issued an emergency authorization for hydroxychloroquine to be prescribed to coronavirus patients. And apparently, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko reported he is now successfully treating, he has treated 699 COVID-19 patients in New York for the coronavirus, with a 100% success rate using hydroxychloroquine in combination with azithromycin and antibiotic zinc sulfate. And apparently the hydroxychloroquine prevents the cytokine storm that causes so much of the discomfort and the breathing problems, and the zinc kills the virus. Now, France has officially sanctioned a drug after 78 of 80 patients recover from COVID-19 within 5 days. They're using chloroquine. And over in Russia, they're having a lot of luck with another variation on the quinine theme, mefloquine. Russian pharmacists are saying that this is definitely going to work. The drug has been around since the 1970s. It blocks the degenerative effect COVID-19 has on cells and does not allow the virus to replicate further. And also, mefloquine's immunosuppressive effect prevents the inflammatory response caused by the disease. So there are treatments out there. There are cures out there. The American pharmaceutical companies are very upset because all of these quinine derivatives, they're very inexpensive. They use them in fish tank cleaner, by the way. Which doesn't mean go out and buy fish tank cleaner and drink it, because there's other stuff in there, because it's really bad for you. But I mean, it's an inexpensive chemical, and the pharmaceutical industries don't like inexpensive cures. They want very expensive cures that they own. And that's why we've had so many of our politicians, governors, and mayors literally threatening doctors not to prescribe hydroxychloroquine and the others. So another story about the same thing. Doctor up in New York is using hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Z-Pak, and basically says, again, the chloroquine stops the cytokine storm immune reaction, the Zithromax stops the bacterial pneumonia, zinc kills the virus. And apparently there's a video explaining the success with hydroxychloroquine and zinc. His treatment resulted in the shortness of breath issue being resolved in 4 to 6 hours. In his study, he had zero deaths, zero hospitalizations, and zero intubations. Okay, now, over in Iran, they are rather upset because U.S. sanctions on life-saving drugs are leading to a humanitarian catastrophe. This is from Zarif, Javad Zarif, their foreign minister. And he's basically out there saying that if the United States is serious about eradicating COVID-19 from the planet, they should lift the sanctions and allow Iran, which has been very heavily hit by COVID-19, to have access to the medications that could lead to treating their people. And we're not talking about military people. We're talking about the civilians. We're talking about the Iranian civilians, the Iranian fathers, the Iranian mothers, the Iranian children, the Iranian car dealers, the Iranian bakers, the Iranian school teachers. Why are they considered valid targets in what is a de facto biological war? Meanwhile, Roger Severino, the Civil Rights Office Director at the Department of Health and Human Services, has posted a bulletin warning entities, meaning doctors and hospitals and clinics, receiving Health and Human Services funds against deciding which patients can receive treatment on the basis of discrimination, including age and disability. Well, I'm rather surprised that the disability one would be there. But, you know, at some point, if we've got more patients than medications, somebody's going to have to make a call who gets the treatment and who doesn't. I'm afraid that the elderly will be on the low end of the priority list because we've had our lives, you know, and it's certainly more profitable from the government's point of view to be curing and treating the young who've got a whole lifetime of tax payments to look forward to. Now, Bill de Blasio is threatening to permanently close New York City churches if they don't comply with social distancing. This is going to lead to a very interesting case, I'm sure, before the Supreme Court regarding the separation of church and state. Okay. But on the other hand, you've got the public health issue out there. And so Mayor Bill de Blasio is threatening to permanently close places of worship if they break social distancing efforts redoomed at reducing the outbreak of COVID-19 in what is now the hardest hit city in the United States. Okay, here's an article called The 26-Foot Sneeze Zone, basically saying that the coronavirus social distancing limit as it's currently set, 6 feet, it's too short. Because infectious droplets can fly much further than the current 6-foot restriction. Now, over the weekend, Claire and I were watching the Mythbusters marathon. We were binge watching it because we really like that show. And they made a big point of one episode where they showed how far a sneeze can fly. Now, the study or the myth that they were busting was that droplets will fly 30 feet. And in their experiments, they only went about 17 or 18. But that's still a lot further than the 6-foot radius that everybody is suggesting. But 6 foot has already proven to be impractical in places like subways and elevators and theaters and whatnot. Trying to say 26 foot or 17 foot is really not going to work. By the way, over at the Lebanon Fire Department, they've got a sign out front saying, if you can smell the fart, you're not far enough apart. Sort of a more earthy version of my cologne test. All right, let's start taking phone calls. Steve in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hope you're doing well. I talked to you on Friday about the gold and silver, the gold and silver, happening with it. And right about, five callers later, a guy called up and said that you can't get gold and silver and that the premium is high on it. And I want to let you know that what happens is gold about 2 weeks ago was close to $20 an ounce. It was 19 or right up close to $19 an ounce. And then all of a sudden, or I'm talking about silver, and all of a sudden the bottom dropped out of it. So the bottom dropped out of it, and it got down to $11. When that happens, Mike, spread differential goes down, and so, like Kidco or JB Silver or JB Gold and Silver, or any of those dealers, they're not gonna sell the gold for the spot price. So the spread differential goes up. So it looks like they're out of silver and gold, but they're not. They're just not going to sell it if it's at $19 and it goes down to $11.73, you're not going to be able to buy it for them with the same spread. The spread's going to go up on it. So these guys that are telling you there is no gold and silver, they don't know what they're talking about. There is gold and silver. You just have to pay the spread differential. So if the spot price it was 19 and goes down to 11.73 in a week, you'll still be able to get the gold, but you're going to be paying the $19, for silver, you're going to be paying the $19 an ounce. You follow me?
Well, there was an article we posted to whatreallyhappened.com where apparently Credit Suisse is now out there saying, don't even bother asking for gold bars. They're just not available.
Yeah. You can still get the coins, though, because I know some USA Gold coin and the gold company is selling them. The other thing is, I hope most of your listeners know that, when you look at the COMEX, there's a cash settlement mechanism built in. They do not have to deliver gold to you. They have it written in the contract that they can settle in cash. So that's how they get out of any kind of short squeeze. They don't have to deliver the gold. All they have to do is pay you what the gold is worth on the spot price.
Well, I noted earlier today, Roslyn Capital, which sells gold coins and gold bars, they're still advertising like crazy on TV. So apparently they've got, they've got assets ready to go.
Yeah, Mike, some of those, and I know, like, probably you and others have been, that have radio programs have been asked to do commercials and stuff for them. But some of those, you got to be really careful because they're going to sell you the gold way over what it's worth.
Yes.
If you look at, like, pre-1933 Saints, and Eagles and stuff like that. I mean, you shouldn't be paying more than on the circulated ones. You shouldn't be paying more than $60 or $70 over the spot price for those. And then Roslyn, those guys will sell you the coins at $200 over the spot. So I don't trust those. I would go to Bitco or one of those other dealers that deals in a lot of volume, and you can go with that. But the main thing is the spread differential. When silver goes from $19 an ounce to $11.73 in 10 days, you're not going to get the $11.73 price. You're not going to get a silver dollar at $11.73. You're going to have to pay that spread differential because they're not going to take a loss. The dealers are not willing to take a loss. So that's all I wanted to point out.
All right. Well, thank you for the information. And yeah, you got to be really, really careful when you're buying and selling precious metals, and especially right now, you should never buy for numismatic value, where they say, this is a gold commemorative coin of whatever, because numismatic value is a matter of fashion. It can come and go, on a whim.
Mike,
you can buy for as close to melt price as you can.
The best thing to buy are those pre-1933 coins, because they're old, they're attractive, there's no question, you know, I mean, very little questionability as far as, you know, authentic or anything like that. There's, you know, those double eagles and the Saints, those are the best in the box.
All right. Well, thank you for the information. Thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm still under the weather, but I got my test back, and it's negative on the coronavirus. Thank God.
Well,
I
wasn't congratulations. Do they know what's wrong?
No, well, you know, the hospitals are like, it's hard to get in there without talking to the robot at the front door. You know, so if you have, like, a real bad ailment, you got to, like, talk to a robot in the front door because they're not seeing just anybody anymore, you know? Like,
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I got to respond with the gold thing. Like, I don't care about the gold coins, the fancy markings on them. You know, if you can get gold bars of the 999.95, right? That's it, right? Like, that's it. Like, you don't want to spend more for, like, a fancy gold coin. You know what I mean? Like, this is to preserve your wealth. It's like an insurance policy. So, I mean,
yeah.
If you can get it right now, which is hard because, you know, the place I get it, well, was getting it, it's all auto-notify. You know, good luck. You know, like, but it's a wealth preservation. It's not about making money on gold or silver, just to preserve your, and it's an insurance, to preserve your wealth.
Yes.
But you're not going to be like a millionaire from it, okay? You know, like, you just can't go into that thinking you're going to sell it and buy a Ferrari or something. You know, it's not going to happen, you know? But Mike, I got to talk about this. It's Ron, that dude DeSantis, the governor of Florida, he finally must have seen the real numbers he was getting because he's locking down the state now. It's too late, though. Like, I mean, I looked, I'm like, should have done this before the spring breakers came. Like, I don't understand how stupid these people are, Mike. You know, and the same with, like, Maryland. You see Maryland, they're telling people stay home. Why is it, I don't understand what they don't get. Like, what don't they understand of, like, why would you wait this long to do something?
Well,
it's not,
spring break, it's all about the almighty dollar. Spring break is a huge moneymaker, Fort Lauderdale and the area around there, just like Mardi Gras is a huge moneymaker for New Orleans. And, of course, now the mayor of New Orleans is trying to say, well, we only had one case there back when Mardi Gras was happening, and nobody told us it was going to be that much of a problem. But, of course, now New Orleans is emerging as a new hot zone.
But I'm hearing, like, one case could be 3 to 9 or more than that. So 9 times 3, that adds up. You go home, how many people you got in your home? One person gets sick. If you have 3 people at home, one person gets sick, 2 don't. Where's that one person go? You know what I mean? Like, it's just a stupidity. And the same with the UK and Sweden. Mike, I saw a picture from Sweden the other day that shows a bus full of people or a train full of people. Nobody's got any mask on. It's like a stupidity, you know? And, like, it's a crowded, jam-packed environment where there ain't no 6 feet apart. They're saying you should be 20... Mike, I saw a video where it showed two guys talking with some light, infrared light, where you can see the particles coming out of their mouths. Did you see that video?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that scary? It's like you don't know what you're...
It's very
like
scary.
What? Yeah, you don't know what's coming out of your mouth.
I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, a reminder, Republic Broadcasting is holding a fundraising drive. And folks, we wouldn't be asking unless we really, really need your help, both at Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com. And it's hard for us to ask because we understand you're struggling just as much as we are. Everybody's, you know, waiting for those Coronavirus Relief Act checks to show up. And again, a heartfelt thank you to everybody who has donated to Republic, who has donated to whatreallyhappened.com. And if you would care to do so for the first time or again, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. And, of course, there's a little donate page at whatreallyhappened.com with the postal address and a PayPal link as well. All righty, so getting on back to the phone calls, we were talking with Dustin in New Jersey, who does not have the coronavirus, although he's dealing with some issue there. And I know that that little six-foot recommendation, first of all, we already know it's inadequate, and it's not always possible, especially when you're on things like trains. But different countries are taking the CV-19 to differing degrees of seriousness. And there are some places where they're just saying, no, it's not a big deal. you know, drink some vodka and go back to work, was one quote I heard.
Well, India's got it only at 1.5 feet. That ain't enough. If anybody's listening from India, you got to spread it out a little. You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of people with it, but, I mean, that's not enough. Mike, I remember, I think I called last week and I talked about that they did in China, that guy who got on that bus from another, he was from Wuhan.
Yes.
And he got everybody infected on that bus because that bus was from a different province, I believe. That bus has to be more than like 20-something foot long. So that means that can depends on the aerosol of the breath, right? And that particle, that the water droplets in your mouth, right? If you cough, that can spread out. So, I mean, it's just different variables. But, I mean, people should not be standing next to each other. That's the bottom line, right? I mean, that's it. You know, I mean, you got to keep your distance from people and be street smart about this. But, Mike, I'm just... Like I said last week, it's just this country and the UK is just all over the map with this. Like, Trump should have put a nationwide lockdown. You want to get rid of this? You do a nationwide lockdown, and you slowly bring the economy back by having different sectors wear face, you know, N95s or higher and gloves. That's it. If you don't have that, then it's going to be a lockdown for a long time, folks, because... In June, if you lift it, if there ain't no masks, what's the use? It's going to spread again. You know, this is not a spring, summer, fall, winter thing. It's a constant thing because of Africa's got it. So they got a hot temperature over there. You know, so there's a lot of things they don't know about this. But, I mean, where's the mask? where's the mask, Mike? Like, where is the millions of masks? I mean, my God, Mike. Paul from New Jersey was right. $7 trillion down the tubes for Iraq, Afghanistan. 10 aircraft carriers and nowhere to go. You know, bullets and bombs for everybody. No mask and PPEs for anybody, right? Like, what a joke.
Yeah.
You know, like, the West is effed. If you look at Sweden, they're effed. But we're effed, too, because there's just no common... guidance, like to bring us all together, say shut everything down. The economy's already effed, people, okay?
Yeah.
You take that as the template. It's effed. It doesn't matter getting it back up. We're already at this point in time. The thing is to get masks and gloves and the economy back up to snuff, but there's nothing, everything is discombobulated. They're saying, like, you gotta bid on different, each state's got a bid on something. What is this? It's a joke, Mike. I mean, come on. You know, like, oh yeah, by the way, Cheyenne Mound, didn't they go into lockdown?
Yes, they did. They've got a crew in there that's basically they're in isolation and quarantine. So nobody better attack us just because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, and Trump, for God's sake, lift the sanctions on everyone. I mean, what kind of morals, you know? What kind of morals besides those preachers who telling all their parishioners to come and pray? You heard about that, too. Like, there's an arrest warrant for one of the pastors in the megachurch.
Yes.
Did you hear about that? Yeah, like...
I heard about that.
Where's their morals for their people who are giving them all that donations? You know, like, it's just... You know, Mike, it's just a stupidity in this country of just an ignorance, you know, like, why would you bring hundreds of people together, you know, like, unless you're told by the pastor or that woman Trish Reagan on Fox News or Bill O'Reilly saying it was a sniffle, you know? Hi, Mike, I'm getting off the air. Have a good night. And just, it's just an ignorance, and people better wake up because this is not a sniffle and the flu, okay? Have a good night.
All right, we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. My goodness, the phone lines are just absolutely loaded up right now. So let's go to Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Do you have any comments or thoughts regarding Germany's financial minister killing himself?
Yeah, I'm looking at that one, and I know it's been declared a suicide, but this was a guy who had, you know, a wife and a family. And
right.
It wasn't the finance minister for the entire country. It was one of the regional finance ministers. But I'm having to wonder, you know, I'm not ready to just accept suicide on base value.
Right. I'm wondering, did he know there were certain things going on and it might be exposed soon?
I think that's generally, if we are looking at an assassination, I would say that's the most likely motive.
Right. And the other thing, this afternoon, the St. Louis Federal Reserve, they stated 46 million Americans will lose their job probably by the summertime.
Boy, that's pretty bad. By
right.
the way, so, you know, these coronavirus relief checks that are showing up, apparently that they're
sitting
employees'
up,
wages and salaries by just exactly that amount.
Wow. Wow. Well, do you think we're definitely going to be heading toward a depression?
I think we're heading into a depression, a bad one.
Right. And the final question, and this is something I asked you before. Donald Trump knew about this back in November, December. Why did he wait 3 months? I think a lot of lives could have been saved.
I think back in November, December, it was assumed to simply be a Chinese problem. And, you know, certainly from the point of view of the U.S. government, anything bad that happens to China is a good thing.
Right. So, well, Michael, you take care of yourself.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Let's switch over to Dan in Washington State. Dan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Taking the call.
Dan, are you there?
My phone doesn't cut out. Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now, but you could be a little closer to your microphone. Dan, are you there? Okay, we seem to be having some telephone problems, so let's go over to Paul in Montana, and hopefully Dan will get his technical issues worked out. Paul, are you there? Paul in Montana, are you there? Okay, we seem to be having some phone difficulty. Let's try Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, are you there?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who am I talking to?
This is Tim in North Dakota.
Tim in North Dakota. My goodness, we missed a few phone calls here. All right, what's on your mind today?
I'll be real quick, Mike. I've been seeing all these videos where all the people, they're going around to the hospitals, and they're empty. There's nobody there. You know, they're going in, they're filming outside, they're showing everybody just kind of standing around, you know, all from around the country. Right before I got on the phone, there was a guy down in Louisiana. He drives up and they have all their tents, all their triage stations set up. It's deserted. There's nobody at any of the hospitals. So it just, something doesn't add up. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, did you see any of that or?
Well, I've seen one or two, and I've seen a couple of videos that are making the opposite case that the hospitals are jammed. We're certainly seeing an overreaction in the media to all of this. And like I said, we've got two extreme points of view. It's no big deal. It's a slate wiper. And somewhere in between lies reality. But the only thing that we know for certain is we don't know anything for certain.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't, because even my sister-in-law, she works at the local, like a big hospital. They sent her home from work the other day. She had to, on Sunday, they sent her home. You know, but there was nobody there. So it's just, I'm not saying that it's a hoax or fake, Mike, but it's just something weird's going on. What do they have all the triage set up for? Is there something else coming up? And then I saw that right before I came on, they caught CBS again faking the footage. They were using footage from a doctor's office overseas where everybody had like the bubbles over their head. And then, you know, the guy was going who was reading his regular script like, oh, you know, you need to self-quarantine and everybody stay indoors and stay away from yourself. And then they cut to the hospital scene. But then people caught it. It was like from some Sky News footage from overseas like months back. So they got caught faking the news again like they did with the Syria thing. So, I mean, I don't know. I just, because here, people here, everybody's going out, walking around. It's like there's nothing changed. So, I don't know. Maybe it's one big psyop, but I don't know, Mike. There's something big's got to be coming, or it's just, they really just played everybody again. So, I mean.
Well, when this all started, I reminded him about 2009 and the When Pigs Fly flew, and they said that one was going to be a slate wiper, and it turned out to be less serious than the ordinary flu, and this is starting to look more and more like a repeat of that.
I know, but I mean, they're still going to enact all the laws, and then you know, it's funny, remember how you'd always say it's like a Soviet-style collapse, right? So it's like, we're going to get the Soviet-style collapse, but we're still going to get the same government, though. Like, so nothing's going to change. You know, it's going to be even worse, like even more draconian, more tyranny.
You know, if it's a Soviet-style collapse, you know, we lose the tyrannical government, we get a republic.
I think we're just going to lose all our rights and lose. It's going to be like a communist state, but with the same people in power. Like, nothing's going to change. And then you got all those people that file Q that think it's some plan that martial law is a good thing, that they're going to use martial law to round up all the pedophile networks or something. They're like cheering it on, Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something crazy is going on, Mike. I don't know. Like I said, if anybody hasn't seen that, though, just type in, like, on Twitter, any on YouTube, just type in, like, empty hospitals and then go to, like, your search function and make it, like, today or this week. You'll find hundreds of videos from all over the country where everybody's going to their hospitals and they're empty. So, all right, Mike. Well, thanks for taking my call, man. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And just to be full, you know, let's also do a search for full hospitals. And, of course, around here, I can't ground truth any of this because I live in one of only two counties in Indiana that don't have any CV-19 cases yet. So our local medical facilities, I mean, they're not seeing electives. They've canceled all elective procedures. And I think it's more a case of everybody's hunkering down in anticipation that the thing is going to get worse rather than it's a problem right now. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the first thing I want to say, Mike, is, you know, honestly, I'm worried a lot more than I thought I would be or was worried about Dustin. I'm really glad. Said a prayer. I'm sure everybody out there, I'm glad to hear that he's okay. I'm glad to hear that you're okay.
He's got coronavirus.
Yeah,
he said he's got something. It's not the coronavirus.
Well, thank God for that. But I was just I want to make two points. The first point is that it's clear to any unless you're listening to Good Morning America that this came from a laboratory somewhere. It didn't come
yes.
from bats. It didn't come from some fish market or animal market or all the phony stories they were put out. It came from a lab, and it might have come from more than one lab. And whatever lab it came from, it was government supported. Governments have been spending billions of dollars since the end of World War II on bioweapons, on things that even if it was not on purpose. Even if this is an accidental release, what is this stuff laying around for? Why are we spending billions of dollars when you can drop a test tube and millions of people can die? That's the first thing. The second thing is how insidious this really is, Mike. Listen, my daughter got accepted to Harvard. She's a senior in high school. She just got accepted to Harvard about 2 months ago. And
congratulations.
She worked really real nothing that I did, believe me. She just came out that way. But she's worked so hard. I mean, she's really, you know, you can imagine the test scores and the grades that it took to get her in there. And at any rate, and I'm looking at her future, and I'm thinking, well, her college experience won't be anything like mine, if there is a college experience, and we don't even know that for sure, that how is she going to meet, you know, a guy and have a family? Where do you go on a date? How do you meet somebody and have a normal love life, you know, under this regime? We're not allowed to assemble. All these business going over, so we know it comes from a lab, and we also now insidious is where father can't hold his daughter, a husband can't hold his wife, and, you know, you can't go out and speak with people or meet two or five or ten at a time. It's all, like, seems to be a thing of the past and for the foreseeable future. The economy is devastated. There's been a massive, what we do know, another thing that came from a lab, we also know that an ironclad result of this is there's a massive transfer of wealth.
Yes.
And it's a massive. And there aren't going to be any little guys, only big guys, and they're all publicly held. And all those guys will be held by the Federal Reserve now. No more little guys at all in any industry. But the Federal Reserve and who those people are, they are going to be massively wealthy. But my point is, the end point is, the people who did this, the people who sanctioned the development of this stuff, even if it was accidental, No matter where they are, North Carolina or Israel or Fort Detrick or Wuhan or Canada, I've heard all these things, right? But all these labs are up and going. They should be ended immediately, and if it was done on purpose, they should be hunted to the very ends of Earth and drawn and quartered. It should be like the last scene in Braveheart. We should never do this ever again. And stop this. And gentleman Paul was saying, or and I think Dustin referred to him about how we spent all the trillions of dollars. And he's right. Look, we've got all these aircraft carriers. That's what we're spending money on. Biowarfare, wars, 11 aircraft carriers that cost $13 billion plus the air. I mean, all this stuff, but it doesn't go to us. And it never goes to us, and now it's going to the Federal Reserve and the billionaires. And this stuff has got to end. And I want to hear what you say about the articles are saying about the merging of the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve. And Ron Paul come out saying, "Is this the end of the Federal Reserve?" I don't believe that at all. I hope so, but I'd like to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, I'm very concerned about a privately owned bank becoming part of the Treasury Department. It's basically privatizing the Treasury. And I think that's a very, very bad idea. But if you look at this coronavirus relief bill, what it's really doing is it's adding $16,000 to your total tax obligation to the government that they'll get somewhere down the road. And in exchange, you get a $1,200 check. So you think about that one for a while.
It doesn't take Fellini to figure that one out, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Well, that's all I have to say. Bless everybody out there. I was worried for a while about Mark from North Carolina. Hadn't heard from him for a while. But I'm really happy that, and I wish everybody, prayers to everybody.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the prayers, and thanks for the phone call. Peter, we're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was gonna. You know, I used to live in Florida, and I was really happy when this guy DeSantis got elected governor. I mean, look who he beat. I mean, you don't hear much about it, but the guy that he went against, Gillam, he got arrested in a gay orgy in a Miami hotel room with, and he was like inebriated on methamphetamines with some kind of gay porn star rent boy thing going on. So, it's really a godsend that DeSantis is the governor there instead of that degenerate Gillam guy. Who I think he was on CNN, too. You know, they had him as a commentator. His career is probably finished. But then again, that might actually be a good thing for your career these days with all the degeneracy out there. But it's, you know, I hear a lot of people calling up, and, you know, hindsight's wonderful, you know. But I'll be honest with you, I want a governor that is going to err on the side of freedom and liberty. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, maybe now and after, you know, a little time goes by, we see that maybe it's a more severe virus than we thought. But, you know, I'm a libertarian. I want freedom. You know, if you want to lock yourself in your freaking houses, go ahead. My freedom, my ability to go out and go to the beach has no effect on you if you lock yourself in your house, right? So this whole attitude, I see everybody turning into authoritarians and, you know, everybody whining, oh, he should have closed the beaches for spring break and all that. Well, look, just lock yourself in your house, go on oxygen, and maybe buy a sewing machine and make masks for people. My aunt's doing that. She's making masks at home. I hear everybody whining, oh, the government doesn't have enough masks. Well, you know, it's like Katrina. Everybody, oh, the government's got to come and wipe my butt, and the government's got to come and bring us food at the Superdome. You know, make your own mask, you know? I mean, I'm a biker. I use my bandana as a mask because, to tell you the truth, the only thing you really need a mask for if you're just going around town is to keep you from rubbing your hands on your face and your mouth and your nose. It's really about, the mask is really about protecting you from touching your face. So you don't really need a M95 unless you're dealing with sick patients who are coughing phlegm in your face. If you're just walking around, a bandana will pretty much do, and gloves. So, you know, I hear all this whining about, you know, and like, you know, even Pelosi, she's getting a lot of heat for talking about, you know, come to Chinatown. Well, at the time, you know, people were still grasping with what this thing was. And just like you said, it could be just another swine flu like hoax, you know. So I really get tired of hearing it all. It's all this, everybody's a critic on everybody's, the way they act. My major criticism now is that they bailed out all these corrupt banks, you know, and they're bailing out all these Wall Street people, Boeing. It's unbelievable that they bailed out Boeing. NPR, who won't even air Trump's newscast, got their bailout money, you know. And that's amazing to me because it really shows Trump. I mean, how he gives them all this money and they won't even broadcast his national, you know, broadcast to the nation. You know, that's amazing. It's embarrassing. He should be embarrassed for that. Anyway, I'll let you go. I'm sure you got a lot of callers. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, we do have a lot of callers. We got commercials. We'll be right back.
Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Andy, are you there? Andy in Texas. Okay, let's go to Paul in New Jersey then. Paul, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I've been hearing some people talking about why the hospitals are empty. And so what I usually do is I just go look up statistics and get an idea of what we're dealing with. And it turns out there's about 6,000 hospitals in the United States. Altogether, American hospitals have a total of about 924,000 hospital beds
yes.
in the country. Now, if you think about it, there's only 150,000 or so known coronavirus cases. And so that means there's going to be a lot of empty hospital beds. And that's part of the reason why the hospitals are empty, is because they're making space in case the disease exponentially expands, and that they're going to have to start filling these hospitals. They're just preparing for this. That's why they've sent hospital workers home.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and people also need to remember what happened in Katrina, after Katrina. For one, we always can expect the government to be, A, wasteful, and B, misallocate
yes.
these resources. And after Katrina, remember, there was a lot of, what do we do with the displaced people and the homeless and all the rest? And so they had some trailers, and there were thousands of these trailers, and they just plopped them in the middle of who knows where, totally empty, boring fields out in, I think, Louisiana, Texas area. And they were new trailers, and they hooked them up, and they were trying to make, you know, like, temporary housing for the refugees. And what ultimately happened is very few people wanted to live in these trailers because you were in the middle of nowhere. And they were brand spanking new, and so they just, most of them just rotted out in the sun, and the toxic volatile organic compounds were coming out of these things because they were just sealed up in the sun for weeks on end. Yeah. And so, basically, it was just a complete waste of government resources. And that's what you can expect with this coronavirus, too. You're going to see a lot of that. And so, this is part of the reason the hospitals are empty. Now, another factor is the roads are empty, so you know there's a lot fewer car accidents happening now. Fewer people are driving to work, and people are not at work. There's going to be fewer work injuries. And people are at home. So this is part of the reason. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think it's people with good intentions trying to make spaces for potential sick people. And on that note, thank you.
All right, Paul, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We got to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.
Love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff
Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.